I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China spent the last few months tearing crosses off of 1,200 churches. China Aid's Bob Fu says the government called the effort a public safety issue. Social media furor over it died down fairly quickly. So was it really a skyline beautification effort? Fu says no.
One document says the reason the government have this campaign is to, quote, contain the overheated growth of Christianity, end quote.
In fact, the area where this was concentrated was actually in the belt buckle of China's Bible Belt. So please keep these believers in your prayer. They're bolder than ever about what the cross means to them.
We can pray that this kind of spirit of perseverance should, you know, can be sustainable. I mean, the government has launched a major crackdown.
Switching gears, some say Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. For immigrants coming to the U.S., it can actually be pretty confusing.
You know, any time is a good time to reach out to immigrants, but especially Christmas. Many non-Christian immigrants are curious about Christmas. They don't know much about it. And you can offer them a DVD and just say, this is the story of Christmas in your language.
The Jesus Film Project's Vance Nordman says the nations among us need to know Christ. And who better to tell them than you and me?
Jesus called us to go into all the world and share the good news. But now the world has come to us and everybody can be involved.
It's as easy as sharing a DVD with an immigrant neighbor or a coworker.
We've developed a bunch of DVDs for outreach to immigrants. And these DVDs, people can hear Jesus speak in up to 24 languages on the same DVD.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Pro-life issues are everywhere. This month, Life International is offering Randy Alcorn's Why Pro-Life. So get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.